A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, this podcast continues with more tributes to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, and we also look back at yesterday's Champions League matches. The Tottenham manager, Antonio Conte, gave his initial reaction to his side's performance against Sporting Lisbon, which was live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
So this is what it's all about. And if the last two seasons still brought European football to Tottenham, they also brought heartfelt absence from where they really wanted to be. Time now to harvest the fruits of the labours. It's turned forward by Dyer, then into the feet of Kane. Son and Richarlison ahead of him. I think Richarlison might be offside, but he's round the goalkeeper and will tap it into the net. All eyes on the flag, which does come up to deny Richarlison the game's opening goal. In towards the edge of the six-yard box. Now they have their moment. It's fired in and headed in at the near post by Paulinho. Rafa Gomez on the left-hand side of the penalty area, trying to expose the Tottenham back line again, and he's through! And Hugo Lloris is beaten at his near post. Sporting have got themselves into an outstanding position in this group now. After a 3-0 win in Frankfurt and a 2-0 success tonight on home soil against Spurs. And Spurs have been beaten by 2-0.
We can do much better in the last few minutes. I always say to my players that the details move the final result. Maybe we didn't deserve to win, but at the same time, I think we didn't deserve to lose this game tonight. We'll try to analyze the game very well to understand which are the positive things that we did and which are the negative situation that we can improve for the future. For sure, this level is a high level. And Champions League, you know, and you have to know that if we want to have the ambition to go to the next round, we have to fight. We have to fight a lot, especially in this group, because this group, I see a lot of balance between the teams.
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp also gave his thoughts on how his side performed against Ajax last night.
I think if you put the two games, Napoli and tonight, next to each other, you don't recognize properly that it's the same sport. So it's all different. Start was different. Middle was different, finish was different, and the football we played, the way we defend, everything was different. Much higher intensity, much more aggression, braver, more ready. Pretty much everything was better. So it was the first step, nothing else, not more, but everything was better.
On now to the sports bar, with Jamie O'Hara and the fun boy Jason Cundy both giving their reaction to last night's Champions League action.
I can't quite work out how Spurs have lost that game.
Well, Sporting scored in the 90th minute.
Yes, I know. I watched it. There was a little bit of Spursiness about that.
Oh, don't start all that.
No, but there was, Jay. This is a game Spurs.
It's the first game we've lost.
See, here's the thing with Spurs, right? Everyone's been going, and you've had a good start to the season, result-wise, performance-wise. Unconvincing. Spurs have. I've never come away from a Spurs game and gone, wow, poof, they're going to cause. You've stumbled and tripped to results, right? You've not been brilliant in a lot of the games that I've seen, but you've managed to get results, which says something about the team. Tonight was a game you say you should have got beat at Stamford Bridge, but you drew. You should have drew tonight. You got beat. I don't quite know how you've dropped points tonight, because they weren't great. They weren't brilliant, but they should not have lost.
Good team, Sporting, good team.
Now, the new Chelsea manager, Graham Potter, spoke to TalkSport about being unable to refuse the opportunity to manage a Champions League side.
You have to look at the football club here, the tradition, the quality, the size of the club, the ambition of the club to compete in the Champions League, to compete at the top of the Premier League. It's a completely different challenge to the one I've had. I had three fantastic years at Brighton, amazing football club, but I'm very, very thankful for the for the ownership here of putting their trust in me and belief in me to work with an exciting group of players, to be competitive and to put a team on the pitch that our supporters are really, really proud of. So I'm very, very excited, as you can imagine, and really looking forward to getting going.
Back now to yesterday's White and Jordan. Liverpool legend Graham Souness paid tribute to Her Majesty the Queen and believes she could be the greatest Briton of all time.
You find yourself, depending who's speaking on the television, getting emotional at times. You know, I don't make any excuse for that. Her coronation was in the same year I was born, so I, like all of us, we've only ever known one queen. And she's been flawless, in my opinion. I think she's been an incredible servant to our country. You know, you spend 70 years in the most public of positions and you've never made a mistake. I mean, how could, you know, she'll go down in history. If she certainly is the greatest woman we've ever had in history. And I think there's an argument for her being the greatest Briton in history.
Graham Souness also spoke about the situation at Chelsea after the sacking of Thomas Tuchel and criticised owner Todd Bowley for interfering.
You've got a man comes in who knows nothing about football, but he's an extremely wealthy man.
Yep.
He will have been successful in many different areas, entrepreneurial, in thinking that soccer is just another business, which it isn't. And for me, I think he wanted to get involved in a subtle way of picking a team. So I go, and this happened to me. As a manager, you go to the owner and I say, look, these are, you know, the players I want. And he ends up coming back and saying, well, I can't get this one, I can't, but I could get that one, which is one of his choices. So over a long period of time, although he's not picking the 11, the starting 11 on a Saturday afternoon, it is his team that ends up on the pitch. I think Bowley has come in and interfered too much in football matters, and I don't think Tuchel was enjoying that experience.
Moving now to the TalkSport Breakfast Show, England legend Stuart Pearce admitted he wasn't emotionally ready to discuss the Queen's sad passing.
In all honesty, Laura, I've sort of almost avoided talking about it because I didn't even think I could sort of do it justice verbally. Yeah, I really can't, you know. From a practical point of view, my flag's at half mast at present, and it has been obviously since her passing, and I just think the whole country's in a state of sort of shock and loss at the moment of, you know, I'm a royalist myself, you know, and obviously it's a massive blow. I think, you know, that the new king taking over has served an incredible apprenticeship, you would say, under his mother, you know, and obviously I think it's a case of just getting behind him now and obviously, these next few days are going to be very difficult leading up to the funeral, I think, for everybody.
Chief sports writer for The Times, Henry Winter, and former Spurs striker Clive Allen both joined The Breakfast Show and believe Tottenham defender Eric Dier should be in the next England squad.
I would have Eric Dier in every squad, regardless of the fact that he hasn't, I don't think he's played for England since, for like 20 months or so. But I would have him in there because he's a leader, because he plays so well in a three. You look at how well he's playing under Conte. Look, he's had a dip in form. I just think he's a leader without necessarily being a huge shouter. I think when it comes to tournaments, you're going to need players who are going to take penalties. Eric Dier will always stake up. He'll take responsibility. He'll take a penalty. Remember what he was like in 2018, how important he was there. He's a threat at attacking set pieces. He's important at defending set pieces. England will have an expanded squad. Was it 25, 26? We'll go to the World Cup. Eric Dier has to be in that squad.
His position at the heart of Spurs' defence is that central defender of three, which we know Gareth likes to adopt. So I would be surprised if Eric Dier isn't considered, or if not in the squad, with the up-and-coming internationals.
Moving on to my show now, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time. And Darren Bent also believes Eric Dier should be in the England squad, but says Harry Maguire shouldn't be picked.
There was a period, certainly at the start of last season, where maybe his form wasn't the best, but as I said, over the course of Antonio Conte's reign at Tottenham, he has been brilliant. You'd have to say he's been brilliant. Looks comfortable in a three. And I'm with you. I would be absolutely stunned if he wasn't in the squad. And I'd be probably stunned if you look at the defenders he's up against. I'd be stunned that if he didn't start. Harry Maguire. We know that Gareth absolutely loves him. Mm-hmm. He has had no form for the best part now of 18 months, right?
Yeah.
And this season has been probably worse. The first two games in the season, Manchester United, Brighton getting beat, and the Brentford result, terrible. Manchester United's that kind of turn in form, I don't know if it's coincidence, is when he moved him out of the team and played Martinez and Varane. Mm-hmm. He then came back in against Sociedad. You get beat again. Like his form's just not... I know the penalty decision against Sociedad was farcical. It was rubbish. Shouldn't have been a penalty. But if you're picking players on form, there's an argument that he shouldn't even be in the squad because he's not even playing. If I was Eric Dier, or even if you look at the centre halves who are playing, mm-hmm. the likes of Gay, like Tomori, John Stones. If you're a defender that's playing in the Premier League every single week, so you're match ready, and Maguire comes in who's got no form whatsoever and isn't playing, you're going to be absolutely fuming.
Also on Drive, heavyweight boxer Joe Joyce spoke about Tyson Fury against Anthony Joshua and backs Fury to come out on top if the fight does go ahead.
AJ against Fury, I originally thought AJ would do the business, but I'm definitely favouring Fury because he's, you know, his boxing ability and stuff. But I still think it's a great fight, and Josh has got punches, chance as always. He's, you know, very damaging punching power, and like if he goes on the offense, it'll be an exciting fight. It's just down to Fury. He's, you know, he can box on the back foot, he can switch, he can, you know, if he comes at him, he could stop Joshua. So, but you know, it's going to be an exciting fight, which whatever happens.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Chris Eubank Jr.'s promoter, Carla Sowland, joined TalkSport and stated Eubank Jr. against Conor Benn is definitely on, despite Chris Eubank Sr.'s recent comments.
Very clear statement. The fight is absolutely on. That's all really I can say to it. It came from one comment to one journalist, which of course spread like wildfire. We don't have a contract with Chris Eubank Sr. We have a contract with Chris Eubank Jr. He was sparring yesterday. My only issue at the moment is to find sparring partners because he's going through them like a hot knife through butter. The contract is between us, that's Wasserman Boxing, and Jr. So I don't see what legal route there could be. I also don't believe that's the case. But then again, I haven't spoken to Senior. I have spoken to Junior. He's reported yesterday that he had a very good sparring session. That was last night. And for us, it's just about pushing and pushing on making this.
Well, that's it, everyone. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these. Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast out first thing in the morning. So do what you have to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.